Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Amy Tarkanian joins us, former state party chair for the Republican Party, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Reckless Washington spending is driving up prices for Nevadans. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto voted to allow hundreds of millions of dollars of COVID relief funds to be wasted on frivolous projects not in Nevada. More silly inflationary spending. Senator Cortez Masto voted to allow a college to hire a poet in Connecticut and funding for 18th century French operas in Washington, D.C. Tell Senator Cortez Masto to start voting against wasteful spending to stop inflation.
Ryan Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way. Through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you, but we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Amy Tarkanian, former Republican State Party chair here in the great state of Nevada. Nothing going on in your life, not quite sure you're here, why you're here.
I don't know. You know, it was a boring morning, and so I just thought maybe I'd stroll on over and say hello.
Well, things have been kind of crazy for a while here. Yeah. So I think it started between you and I when you called me and said that Danny was going to run against Mark Amaday. Mm-hmm. And you got the response to that. You guys were very confident going in.
We were.
Where did the confidence end up being misplaced?
That's a really good question, because we had an incredible ground game, first of all, which Mark didn't have. And my husband made up, I would say he did a really excellent job considering he went up against an 11-year incumbent, number one, who has incredible name recognition up here, where we do not, as opposed to Southern, you know, being from Southern Nevada. And I think I know that the pivot actually was when Kevin McCarthy and another PAC came in 2 weeks out of the election and put in $500,000 against my husband. And the messaging was literally everything that we had been hitting Mark on his votes, dealing with illegal immigration, dealing with President Trump and the border. And they flipped it and did a complete full-blown lie and put it on Danny. It was Mark's record, but they blamed it on Danny. So it was unfortunate, and it was enough to basically, you know, not give us the win.
Had you done polling? Because you hired a top firm to represent Danny, mm-hmm. In terms of marketing and advertising for the campaign. But did you do deep polling to see what was going on?
Not at the end. No, because we thought we were doing pretty well. We were right on target with messaging. And I think that's when Mark had leadership come in and do polling. And they realized that what we were hitting Mark on his certain votes, was really damaging him. And so that's why they came out with the $500,000 in the end and lied and put it on Danny.
So, you know, you look at Republican races all across the country as you do your commentary on all these national networks.
How do you feel about this and the state of politics when something like this happens to you? And when I say you, I'm talking about the general you and Danny are seen as a team.
Sure. Well, I'm pretty upset with Kevin McCarthy. I think it was very self-serving on his part to support somebody that he claims, with the types of votes that Mark has made, that Kevin claims that he doesn't support that type of vote. Very moderate votes, almost left-leaning in some circumstances. And for him to come and do what he did was self-serving, because we all know that if Republicans take the House back, he wants to be the majority speaker. And so he's whipping his votes. And I think he knew in the end that my husband may not be one of his supporters, but Mark is.
Let me ask you this about Douglas County, because obviously I have, as you do, maybe deeper connections to Douglas County over the years. There were a lot of people mad at Danny that they had helped to get him elected to the county commission. Mm-hmm. And here he was running against, to a lot of people in Douglas County, their favorite son. what's the reaction been personally to you guys in Douglas County?
There are a lot of people who were very happy that Danny ran. I did not encounter many who were unhappy, and I think most people were shocked to learn about Mark's actual voting record. And Danny's doing a tremendous job as a Douglas County commissioner, and he's thriving there, actually. And I have no complaints about, him actually attempting the run. I think, unfortunately, not getting the win, of course, that's disappointing. But, now we're in a position where Danny's still, helping the county, and he's still helping his constituents. And now more people are paying very close attention to the way Mark votes. So he's kind of brought himself, now back over to the right, where he should have been in the first place. And that's where most people thought he was this whole time.
You remember that there were people that were saying, when you guys first moved to Douglas County, that was going to be the whole plan, run against Mark Amity. But Danny told me in public at the Red Move debate, mm-hmm. You guys talked about it right before the filing, and that you encouraged him to run.
I did, because we were at an event, St. Patrick's Day, where somebody asked Mark about his vote on the omnibus bill, and his response was, "Well, it was going to pass anyways." Well, if it was going to pass anyway, then why don't you take a stand and vote no, and then explain to everybody why the bill was so atrocious and all the unnecessary items that were included in it, and why it was so unnecessary. And so I looked at him and I said, enough of this. This is garbage. And so I said, let's do this. And that's really how it happened.
Okay, so, in the old days when there was a primary, after the primary was over and a winner was announced, then everybody would get behind the winner and support them. Do you guys intend to support Mark in his reelection bid?
He's going to win this. So, he doesn't need our support, but, he'll get it.
All right, let's take a break, because there's a few other things that have happened in the last couple of days you might want to talk about. We'll be right back.
Reckless Washington spending is driving up prices for Nevadans. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto voted to allow hundreds of millions of dollars of COVID relief funds to be wasted on frivolous projects not in Nevada. More silly inflationary spending. Senator Cortez Masto voted to allow a college to hire a poet in Connecticut and funding for 18th century French operas in Washington, D.C. Tell Senator Cortez Masto to start voting against wasteful spending to stop inflation.
A business like mine has small margins. This is a working fleet, 5 trucks, all over 100,000 miles. Every time we fill up, we're dumping profits into the tank. That's what burns me up about Adam Laxalt. Big Oil has spent millions in support of his campaigns. And Laxalt spent years at a law firm that represents Big Oil. He pocketed millions working there. Some of us have real jobs and need someone getting serious about gas prices. Big Oil has enough senators. They don't need more help from Adam Laxalt.
LCV Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising. Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Mendham with Joey Whitaker. One of the things I love about the Carson Valley Inn here in beautiful downtown Mendham is CB Steak. I have eaten here so many times. Tell folks what they can expect when they come here to eat.
It's a beautiful room, great service. We have certified Angus beef, seafood, lamb, a great range of appetizers, and wonderful desserts. Jean-Michel's done a great job of selecting some beautiful wines for us. The customers love it, and we've got a great selection of cocktails as well. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on 2 floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Amy Tarkanian. She is a former Republican State Party chair. So, you've made endorsements over the years, and they haven't really gotten as much attention as a couple you made recently.
Right.
Explain to folks who may not be aware who you endorsed and why.
Okay. So the two races that I chose are the Attorney General and the State Treasurer. And the reason I chose these two this time is because the Republican nominees, I believe, are not prepared. They are, in being kind, unhinged, and very vindictive individuals. Let's start with the State Treasurer. So, Zach Conine, who's the current treasurer, first of all, this position should be nonpartisan, I believe. That's my personal opinion. He's doing an amazing job. Nobody has had any problems with him. And I'm talking, you know, business people, lobbyists, politicians, anyone who's had to deal with him has nothing but positive words to say about him. So why replace him? And why would you want to replace him with somebody who is incompetent, who has a number of liens and unpaid taxes, who is still under FBI investigation for campaign finance violations with multiple accounts, not just one, and somebody who's also physically assaulted another Las Vegas City Councilwoman in City Hall, that's City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman, to the point where she had to have surgery on her hand this last February. I just don't see how this can be a good ending if we were to have her in this position. And I'm more concerned about Nevada being embarrassed overall by having somebody like that. And she was mayor pro tem at one point, and she was removed by Mayor Goodman because she had made some racist comments at a Republican event. Who wants that as their representation? I don't care if you have a D or an R behind your name. Okay, I think it's unacceptable.
And we should point out, you're talking about Michelle Fiore.
Correct.
And the one thing I want to comment on is the FBI investigation.
Mm-hmm.
With what's going on with former President Trump and Mar-a-Lago, and, you know, we never know what the FBI is doing because they don't comment about anything. And the Justice Department, for the most part, doesn't comment about anything. So of all the things you mentioned, I think that's the one that I would say, you know, unless there's some kind of, you know, action against her from the Justice Department that we don't know about
yeah,
that
we'll
one.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
You know, investigations are investigations.
Sure.
They don't necessarily
but
result
we do
in prosecution.
Know, without the shadow of a doubt, that they did go to her home.
No, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, it's like the old phrase about you can indict a ham sandwich.
Oh, of course.
Just because somebody comes and investigates doesn't mean to say that somebody
but
is guilty.
But I don't think that that's the type of person you'd want to be in charge of the state's ledger.
No, and that's fine. I just wanted
yes.
to make that distinction
yes.
that
I agree
because
with you.
There is a great commotion And rightly so, because it's going to affect Republicans and Democrats down the road here, just as we saw with changing the filibuster, that the actions that the FBI have taken at Mar-a-Lago will have far-reaching repercussions.
But two totally different circumstances.
I understand, but one is in the public eye, and one may not be in the public eye, but people who are wondering why.
Yeah, but one's dealing with mishandling of finances, and the other one's dealing with taking documents. That's two totally different things.
So I think as
somebody who's possibly mishandled finances, and we already know that she's mishandled her own personal finances, I don't want her in charge of the state's finances.
But I hear what you're saying. That's fine. Innocent until proven guilty.
Yes. That's
America.
Okay.
Okay.
So now you've got the Attorney General.
You made another endorsement.
Yes. This is the one I'm getting the most heat for. And I can understand why. My husband and I, we don't agree on this one. He has his reasons, and I have mine. And that's another area that I'll touch on as well, is the fact that people are actually reaching out to my husband to say, in a nutshell, you know, you need to control your wife.
Good luck with that.
That's what he said. He's like, then you don't know my wife. Yeah, I make up my own decisions. He makes up his, and then we do converse. And, you know, sometimes we come to the middle and come to agreement. But this one is mine. And my husband does not support Michelle Fiore, but he also doesn't support Aaron. But he also doesn't support our Republican nominee, Segal. So I don't know how he's going to end up voting. Maybe none of the above. I don't know. So with Aaron, he is definitely more progressive than I would prefer. We don't see eye to eye in a number of issues. However, Segal is somebody who we all know now that whether if it's in private conversation or in public, her choice of words, I think, are very unprofessional and they're racist. And she needs to think twice about what comes out of her mouth. And I don't care if she says that's how people in Israel talk. I have friends and family in Israel. They don't talk like that. They don't say, and these are her words, I won't say the explicit, but, you know, that Aaron should be hung by an effing crane. Who would even think that's remotely okay?
Okay, but let's also...
It was in private.
It was in private. Somebody leaked this.
It was divulged, yeah.
So, I mean... But then
to blame it on the Israeli culture, I would hope most Israelis would be extremely offended and angered by that, because that's not acceptable. And I think most normal, reasonable human beings would think that's not acceptable to ever say. And then I know there's another that's going to be coming out where she calls the Clark County Executive Director union boss. And I always mess up his last name. John V.
Yeah,
Velidarty. You all know who I'm talking
about. Clark County Education Association.
Yes. And says he's a pedophile and buys children off of Wayfair. She's also on social media.
Is that something, I've not read that.
It will be coming out.
Okay, is it something she said publicly? Is it something she
said
privately?
It's another exchange that that she had with this individual.
Okay, and is this a text or an email?
Yes, text.
Okay, all right, so we'll have to wait and see
yes,
for that
it'll
to come
out. And then on social media though, you can go to her Twitter account and she threatens people. She threatens people with violence, physical violence. She threatens people to do background checks. That's an abuse of her position. If this is something that she's doing just as a regular attorney, can you imagine what she would be doing as the state's attorney? I think it's completely unhinged. A lobbyist friend of mine disagreed with her on a topic. He is a very cordial and polite human being. And she basically said in a nutshell that if you ever come to Las Vegas, I'm gonna punch you in the face. This isn't somebody that I think you would want to work with or have represent you. And I know for a fact that when, let's go back again to Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman, at the time she didn't know Segal very well and she needed a planning commissioner. So Seagal came recommended. Seagal had never held a position before, and Victoria hired her. Well, come to find out, Seagal and Michelle, behind the scenes, were conspiring to either participate in the recall or find somebody to run against Victoria. And in the process, Seagal was preparing to take down whoever she needed to take down because she had higher aspirations. So I quickly took that information to Victoria, and she fired her the next day. So she's willing to do and hurt whoever, you know, whoever's in her way. And the very next day, she announced her run for attorney general.
Well, let me ask you this, because I think it does have bearing, which is...
Character matters.
It does, but do you not also feel, because you're a mom with four kids, mm-hmm. That society has become so much coarser over the last maybe 5 to 10 years, that things that we would never have said in public are now said in public all the time, to the point where words almost have no meaning. Yeah. You know, in the Broadway show Hair, they repeated a four-letter word that starts with F and ends in K probably 30 times in a row. And by the time they'd finished saying it, it had absolutely no meaning. It was no longer that word. And it seems like we've gotten to that point in general now. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the things that you're accusing Seagal of saying, she may well have said,
but in writing.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying that society as a whole has become so much coarser.
Yes. And so we don't just have children being bullied. We have adults being bullies and being bullied. And I think now we're at a point, I would hope, of return, but it seems like no return right now. And after this last election, it's definitely taken a nosedive. And I think that these next two elections, I fear, are going to be even worse.
Do you have concerns that part of this, and you've only got about 30 seconds to answer this one, comes from, you know, President Trump was, you know, suggesting physical violence at some of his rallies against people. Do you think that this started things on that path?
I'm not
blaming specifically him. I'm just saying general tenor. He got the most coverage.
Well, I think it's both sides. Both sides, you have some pretty awful rhetoric. I mean, you've got Chuck Schumer, you know, basically on the steps of the Supreme Court, you know, saying that, you know, I can't remember word verbatim, but threatening the Supreme Court justices. You've got Maxine Waters, you know, making threats to go and attack Republicans if you see them in public. You know, President Trump, I don't think he has really a filter, and he's his worst enemy at times. So I think we've gotten to a point where everyone really just needs to think twice before they speak, because it's getting scary.
All right, let's take another break, and we'll be right back with Amy Tarkanian after this.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years.
Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today, we fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get cool again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 or see us online at nevadaheating.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Amy Tarkany. If we could just get her going here, former Republican State Party chair. You got a letter here that you framed and brought along with you.
Yes, and I'm going to keep it framed. And this is a good reminder that it's okay for me to have my own opinion, and it's okay for me to have my own thoughts. And I can support whoever I want to support. And I don't care who tells me how to think or what to think. I'm my own person.
Okay, so talk about the letter.
So it's the Douglas County Republican Central Committee. And according to their bylaws, I guess, which I think I've only gone to two meetings total because my husband was running at the time. It's like pulling teeth to get me to go to those things. So they basically told me that because I'm supporting two Democrats and I'm public about it, that I am no longer allowed to be a part of their Central Committee. I don't care. It doesn't affect me. I don't enjoy going to those meetings. The last time that I went was literally just to go to the Nevada Republican State Central Committee meeting, so that way I could also point out how corrupt their endorsement process was and how the state party lied about a number of issues and how they lied about the candidates that were not of their choosing. And then I left. That's it. That's the last time I stepped foot in a Central Committee meeting.
Let me ask you this, and quick answer if you will.
Sure.
Somebody in authority in Douglas County said to me, it's okay that Amy's supporting these Democrats, but why does she have to say it publicly? Why can't she just continue to support the Republican ticket by her silence?
They don't know me. This is my job. My job is I'm a political commentator, and I am more than welcome to share my thoughts. And quite honestly, I've had a lot of support. And I don't know how it's going to end up. But I will tell you, in the end, I will still be right, whether if the Republicans win, because I think that they're going to hurt the Republican brand in the long run. And I will still be right if they lose, because I still think that they are not electable.
And that's where we have to leave it. Amy Tarkanian, always a pleasure. Come back soon. I'll be back taping in studio in October. Look forward to seeing you then.
Great.
And we'll be right back.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also check our archive going back to 2005 on our website, again, NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next show.